What I was about to say, if somebody has a good appetite, you might say something like, well, so-and-so sure like to put away his
grub, chow, food, has a hollow leg.
Have a hollow leg.
That's a very common term around here for someone that eats a lot. He eats so much he must have a hollow leg.
Why his leg?
You pack more down there, you see.
Stomach?
Well, he's already filled and ate enough to fill anybody's stomach. You know, so he's packing it down all the way down his leg.
Okay, I get you. Well, do you ever hear anybody in this area say littles?
Yes. Not sure.
It's common.
No. Yes?
They are moving those cabinets in, and your father is down there, I think, trying to help them.
Well, have they just got back with another load?
Okay. They're bringing one in now.
Okay, I run down there. All right, organizing a little bit more. This was the major expansion here. We took care of right after the first of the year.
Well, let's see. Say if you were barbecuing some meat, this liquid that you might pour over, you call that your
barbecue sauce.
What about a sauce and a gravy? Is there a difference there?
Yes. Sauce, I guess best definition would be sauce goes on meat, gravy goes on potatoes. But that doesn't hold true all the time. You put cream gravy on chicken fried steak. Steak, different things. But sauce is generally, even though barbecue sauce isn't, my definition of sauce usually has a lot of drippings. It's made from the pot liquor or the drippings.
And a gravy, something with a flour base?
Flour and milk base.
What would you call food that you eat between meals? You say you're having a
snack.
Or the verb eat, the past form that you use. Say yesterday I
ate.
And
eaten.
Do you drink coffee?
Yes.
How do you drink it?
Black.
Have you ever heard anybody order coffee wanting it that way, but order it some other way other than black?
We went through this last time. Naked, I think, was the term you were after, wasn't it?
Did we go through that?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I have so many opinions on at the same time. I get them confused. But barefoot is what I said.
Okay.
I don't think I said naked.
Okay.
Barefooted.
Sometimes I order a naked. I've never heard it around here, but I a lot of times in a bar, if I just want a Coke, I'll order a naked Coke.
I see. Have you ever heard anybody else use that?
Nope. That's my own. Driving my wife wild crazy.
Palmerism.
Yeah.
Say on a hot day, you were very thirsty. Instead of drinking some carbonated drink, you might just go to the kitchen and pour yourself a
iced tea, lemonade.
Just going to get it out of the tap.
Water.
Different, what would you put it in?
A glass.
Names for different types of glasses?
Tumbler. Snifter. Brandy. Fruit juice glass. Yeah, well, that's...
and the verb to drink, the past form there, you say yesterday.
Drink.
Say if you had some friends over for a meal, and they were just standing around the table, and you didn't want them to do that, you would say, go ahead.
Be seated.
And that, or you could...
Take a seat.
That verb to sit. Yesterday
sat. Now sitting was coming pretty close to the top there. To be honest with you on that one.
And if you didn't want somebody to wait until something was passed to them, you'd say go ahead and
grab.
Any other way of saying that?
Reach for it.